All right, how we doing? All right, obviously a very exciting day for our family, and one that I guess, like a lot of families, we've dreamed about for a long, long time. And what we've come to understand since August 3rd, when we were introduced in Berea, Ohio, is that it's made even more special by the fact that it's the Cleveland Browns. And I had always heard what a great football town and football area Cleveland and Northeast Ohio is, but what we've experienced since August 3rd has been nothing short of phenomenal. And this is truly one of the great iconic NFL brands. And if you think back to Paul Brown, and then, of course, arguably the greatest NFL player of all time, Jim Brown, it's a very special place. And as we have said on numerous occasions, we're going to do everything we possibly can and work as hard as we possibly can to bring a winning team to the fans of Cleveland. And whether they're in Cleveland, Northeast Ohio, or one of the many Browns backers around the country, we're going to work hard for them. And somebody asked me the other night if I was excited to win the first game, and I said, well, of course we were. You know, it's a relief. And I was excited for the players and the coaches who work hard and put a lot of time in and candidly catch all the grief. But I was really most excited for our fans. As we left the stadium an hour or so after the game, there were still thousands of people around. And if I didn't know better, I would have thought we just won the AFC Championship instead of winning our first game in 11 months. So it's a great town. It's a great football community. And we feel very privileged to now own the team. It's really an asset of the community, and we're going to do everything we can to increase the value of that asset. And candidly, the way you do that is you put a winning team on the field. I want to comment on three different people, or I'll start with a family group. The Haslam family owes a tremendous debt of gratitude to the Lerner family. And if you think back to, first of all, the late Al Lerner, who worked so hard to bring a team back to Cleveland, and we wouldn't be standing here today if he hadn't have done that. Secondly, his wife, Norma, who has become a great friend of my wife and I, and who has been very gracious in introducing Southerners to the Cleveland community, candidly, and it's been outstanding. And then lastly, to Randy Lerner, who I met for the first time on July 2nd, and who has worked very closely with us during this transition process. So it's been a great experience with the Lerner family, and we look forward to continue to work closely with them in the future. The next person I want to comment on is Mike Holmgren. I'll be honest, I had never met Mike until Thursday night, August 2nd. Of course, knew of him, knew the famous Super Bowl winning coach, et cetera. And on Thursday night, August 2nd, my dad, my wife, and I had dinner with Mike. And it was supposed to be an hour dinner, and it ended up being about 3 hours. And we quickly found out we had two things in common. And I want to get this right because my wife's probably listening. Family and football, okay? And we talked for a long time and had a great visit. And since that time, we have spent hours and hours together. Candidly, I've spent more time with Mike than anybody in the organization. And he has been kind enough to answer hundreds and hundreds of questions about the NFL and pro football and how you do this and why you do this, et cetera. Mike has decided, with our becoming the owner, that his role would obviously change a lot. Mike was brought in to be the president, and I think in a lot of ways the de facto owner. And with us coming in and taking a more active role, Mike has decided to, effective at the end of the year, to leave the Cleveland Browns and to retire. And Mike will work very closely with us over the next 3 or 4 months to ensure that this transition goes as well as possible. And Mike and I have had numerous long talks, and I know that he has been and still is committed to doing everything he can to help make the Cleveland Browns a better football team. To assist with that transition, and I think that the Browns is a big organization, and I don't think a guy walks out the door one day and somebody takes his place the next day. I don't think that's necessarily the best way to do things. And so we are going to bring in Joe Banner. Joe will be the CEO of the team. That will be effective on October the 25th. And Joe and Mike will work together over the next three and a half months until the end of the season to transition in what I would call a seamless fashion. to do everything we can to bring a winner to the Cleveland Browns. And if you think about the experience that the two of them have, it's probably over 50 years of experience in the NFL, and I don't think we could have two better people to help help us turn this transition around. So we're very excited about that. I know there will be a lot of questions about personnel and what about this and what about that, and there's always questions about the head coach. And I will tell you exactly what I told Pat Shurmur on Saturday night and the other key people of our organization. This is the only personnel change we're going to make until the end of the season. And I'm not at all saying we're going to make changes at the end of the season. But this is the only personnel change we're going to make. And candidly, we thought with Mike deciding that the role no longer fit him, we thought it was important to bring somebody in. So we do have a good transition. We're able to hit the ground running after the end of the season. We're a young team. We've played six games. We're 1-5. But if you followed us, we could easily be 3-3. We have a lot of football left to play. We played our best game the other day. And we're going to do everything we can to support Pat and his coaches and his team for the balance of the season. At the end of the year, we'll evaluate everybody in the organization, just like we will at the end of every year, whether we win the Super Bowl or we win two games. So that's our philosophy, and that's what we'll do. I'll be glad to answer any questions that you all might have.
Jimmy, Tony Zarella from CBS 19.
Hey, Tony.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
People that know you well say that you're a man who works quickly. What other changes, non-personnel moves, might we see right out of the gate? Anything you might start doing marketing-wise? Or
you know, Tony, we're taking over the team in the middle of the season, and so I think what you'll see is you'll see us with a very visible presence. I think you've seen that already. And we're going to be in Cleveland. We're going to be in Cleveland a lot. And I think for two reasons. One, this is the second largest investment that our family has, the main one being our primary business, Pilot Flying J. And the second is we think it's important for ownership to be present and to be involved. And like I said, I've said this 1,000 times. We'll continue to say so. We're going to do everything we can to bring a winning team to the Browns.
Jimmy, was there any discussion with Holmgren to get him to stay, to modify his role?
You know, I think Mike is, like I said, was brought in to do a certain role, and that's the kind of guy Mike is, and I don't think he wanted to do a different role. And I can't stress enough what a good relationship we have, and Mike will not be in Cleveland every day like he is now at the end of the season, but I think he's a guy that a year or 2 years or 3 years from now, if I have a question about football or a question about how to do something, I'll feel very comfortable, and hopefully he'll do the same.
Jimmy, Mike Harris from ABC.
Hey, Mike.
Your reaction when you first walked in to the ownership?
Well, it's exciting and it's fun. On the other hand, there's 100 people in the room. They're all looking at you, and you're not sure whether to smile or, you know, look up or look down. But it's very exciting. I can't say any different. And our entire family is very excited. It's a great opportunity.
Jimmy, Tony Grossi.
Hey, Tony. Thanks.
Will you and Joe Banner decide what changes will be made, and will you participate actively in hiring new people?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Tony. And Joe's going to be the CEO. He'll be in charge of the day-to-day operations of the company, but any big decisions we'll be heavily involved in.
Jimmy, Pat McManaman from Fox Sports Ohio. How did you get affiliated with Joe? Who put that together? How long have you known him?
Yeah, once it became apparent in late July that we might have an opportunity, we started talking to a lot of people who have been involved in football for a couple of reasons, primarily to get up the learning curve. You know, we've been in business, done relatively well in that, and been around football, but it's a lot different when you have the responsibility we now do. One of the people that we talked to early on was Joe. We talked to all kinds of different people, some of them very well known and very famous, if you will, and others you've probably never heard of. I'm not going to go into naming any of them, but Joe was one of the ones we talked to early, and I've talked to Joe lots of times since then. His track record in Philadelphia is outstanding, and his commitment, work drive, passion, and intelligence to help make the Browns a rent winner is something that we're very excited about.
Salary cap and negotiated contracts and
right.
The role of president.
Will that change his role as CEO? Will he have influence in personnel decisions with the Browns?
You know, football will report to Joe. We haven't worked out the details, all the final details, but football will report to Joe as the CEO. We will, as I mentioned earlier, be heavily involved. Well, I think we've developed a pretty good personal relationship, candidly, over the last 3 or 4 months. And we did a lot of checking, a lot of background checking. This is a key hire, right? And, of course, in our prior life or our current life now, running a company like Pilot Flying J, we've hired a lot of seasoned senior executives. I think we know that process, know how to understand it and go about it, and feel very excited about the hire of Joe. You know, if you know Mike, he's a pretty strong personality, and I think Mike had in his mind exactly what he wants to do, what he wants to do with the rest of his life. And like I said, we've had numerous conversations on the subject as late as Sunday night, and they've all been very positive, and I think Mike would stay the same if you checked with him.
So he didn't tell you of his decision until Sunday night?
No, it's something we've been working on for the past several weeks, and all I'm saying is we had a long conversation Sunday night to work out some of the logistics. And let me just say this. Mike is, and a lot of y'all know him, he's a first-class professional that I've enjoyed working with, and is, in my truck stop terminology, if you will, he's a really good man.
Jimmy, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. When you do sit down at the end of the season to make some of these big decisions, for the coaching staff, what would be the criteria you would use to decide whether it's—
You know, I don't know that, and I would never stand up here and say we have to have X amount of wins or whatever. I think you want to see positive direction. And it's been a tough year for our coaching staff and our players because, I mean, let's face it, arguably our best defensive player, one of our best players, missed 4 games. And if you watched the other day, Joe had 2 interceptions. If Joe had played all 4 of those games, would we have won a couple more? That's purely speculative. I don't know. But it's a young team. It's getting better. We're either the youngest or the second youngest team. And I think you want to see improvement, continued improvement, and you want to see them play hard. And if you've seen our team, we've played hard every game. And Cincinnati game, you know, Trent gets hurt. We faced adversity. They hung in there tough and actually played the best football of all year in the fourth quarter the other day, which is great to see.
How do you assure the present coaching staff in the front office that they're not lame ducks?
I just looked them in the eye and told them that. I mean, I told Pat that. I said no decisions have been made, and very comfortable saying that. And listen, these men, they're big boys. You know, they understand the profession they're in. They've been through it before. And they understand it. And I had a great talk with Pat and his suite Saturday night for about an hour and a half. And I think Pat and I have a good relationship. He knows what he has to do. And the last thing, let's face it, the timing of us coming in the day of training camp is not the best in the world, but it is what it is. And I've said all along, we don't want to be a distraction. And I've told Pat, if there's anything we can do, let us know. Otherwise, you go out and coach the football team, get the guys ready to play, get them ready to play hard. Let's win as many games as we can. You know, there's a lot of good franchises out there, but I think at the end of the day, and we've talked to a lot of owners, as you've heard us say, is I think you have to take what works well for others but still be yourself. And we're going to be involved, but I think involved in the proper way. And I've said this publicly. I have 5 people that – or did have, that changed Monday – 5 people that reported to me at Pilot Flying J. They're all smarter than I am, and they're all better at their role than I am. And we let them do their jobs. But on the other hand, we question them, we push them, we challenge them, we hold them accountable. And I think we'll use that same managerial style at Pilot Flying J. Several people, including one very prominent owner this morning, said, just use the basic instincts you've had that have been successful in helping build your business and do the same when you run an NFL franchise. And that feels right to us. And let me say this. We will make mistakes, okay? We're going to make some mistakes. We're going to make some bad decisions. Hopefully they're not fatal, and hopefully we can correct them quickly.
How long will it take you to unwind your Steelers?
And I hope not long. we're real close to selling the majority of it, and I think that'll happen by the end of the month. And I would hope that the balance would happen by the end of the year. Art Rooney and the Steelers want to see it happen. We want to see it happen. I told Art we were negotiating with Randy, we've completely divorced myself from the Steelers, so it's just a matter of getting the financial transaction done. And like I said, we hope to have that done by the end of the year, if not sooner. You know, I don't know. I think it's a good question. I haven't ever done this before, so I don't want to pretend to be an expert. And I think you're right. I was talking to another owner this morning, and it's, you know, how involved do you get and what coach should do what and what the player should do. And I think we'll just have to learn as we go. So I don't have anything set in mind because I've never done this before.
A couple more. Is anything less than personnel changes cosmetic? Anything the Cleveland Browns fan will notice different other than you being out front?
Well, I think short-term, Tony, no. I mean, we have 10 games left, so, you're not going to change anything now. I think we've been very public in Cleveland that we're going to look at everything except the helmet, Tony. But we're going to look at the uniforms. We're going to look at the stadium. But, listen, it's all about putting a really good team on the field. And if you have a really good team, I don't think people care too much about your uniforms. We do want to enhance the stadium and make a great experience for the fans. What that looks like, I don't know. I'm not a stadium guy, but – I do know we're going to look at it because it's all about the fans.
Does your agreement with Mike include a settlement on what's remaining in his contract, or is he just walking away?
Well, sure. I mean, it's and I'm not going to talk about that, but I think it's been a very amicable situation with Mike.
Will Joe have any percentage of ownership?
No.
CEO?
No.
Jamie, PJ Zickel from Boxing News in Cleveland. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, Randy and I have talked a lot, but Randy's a gentleman, and just like I hope we never sell the team. I hope it's an asset of our family, quote, forever. But I don't think he's that kind of guy, and if I were passing the team on to somebody else, I wouldn't either. It's, do the best you can and enjoy it. And I will say this, what Randy reminded me told me the first time I met him is, remember, this is really an asset of the community. And I think that's good advice, and in our opening remarks we talked about that. You know, I doubt it, but we have a large family, so you don't know. As you've seen, we have a big family, and there are a lot of people at the game, but everybody also has full-time jobs or is a full-time family person, so we'll see over a period of time.
Do you expect the sale to close on the 25th?
We do. We do.
And I know you said Joe Banner would come in the 25th.
Right.
Would you introduce him tomorrow?
Yes, we are. Thanks for the heads up. Two things that I know you'll all be interested in. We are going to have an opportunity to introduce Joe tomorrow at 10 at Berea. And Mike is also going to be available sometime this week. He wanted to figure out it won't be tomorrow. He'll figure out, and Neil will let you all know whether that's Thursday or Friday or when that might be. Well, you all know because you cover it for a living. The NFL is a big deal, and it's a lot of fun, and it's exciting. And as a limited partner, particularly with the Steelers, where you won a Super Bowl and went to a Super Bowl, it's a great experience. So you have to look and say, is this something we would enjoy doing? And the answer was yes. I've said on numerous occasions, the Rooneys are everything is advertised. They're quality people. They do it the right way. They're gentlemen. You can't help but learn from that, and I would consider Art and Dan amongst our family's best friends. They're great people.
All right. Great.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.